A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Peites, Shabbos 89, pagination page 177. But we will start from the facing page. So we're on Peches Amid Beis 88b at the bottom, page 176. We're dealing with the topic of Nesinas HaTorah, the giving of the Torah, the revelation at Sinai, and the Gemara here, about 13 lines from the bottom, towards the middle of a line, there's a two dots, where there's an abbreviation, which stands for Va'omar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, B'shar Shalom Moshe Lamorom, when Moshe went up to heaven to receive the Torah, Omru Malachai Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angel said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Mali Yilud Isha Beineinu, what is a human being doing among us? Omar Lohen, Hashem answered, very forthright, L'kabel Torah Ba, he came to get the Torah. Omru Lefanav, they said, Chamuda Genuza, this great treasure, She Genuza Lach Tesha Meos V'Shivim V'Arba Doros, that was hidden for 974 generations. Kodem Shenivra Ha'olam, before Hashem was willing to create the world, Rashi explains that really, Davar Tziva Le'eleftar, Hashem was going to allow the world to exist for 1,000 generations before giving the Torah. But he realized that it wouldn't work. A world without Torah for so long couldn't last. And therefore Hashem did not create the world for 974 generations, and only the last 26 generations of the planned 1,000 did the world exist without Torah, and then the Torah was given. So the Malachim are saying, Torah is so essential for the world, you actually withheld creating the world because you didn't have the ability to give it to somebody to observe it. So, Atam Avakish Litan Labasa Badam, you're going to put it in the hands of humanity. Mo'enosh kisis kerenu, you can't rely on humanity. Now the question is, what exactly is going on over here? What do the Malachim want? On the one hand, they're acknowledging that if you don't have someone observing the Torah, the world can't exist. And Hashem was only willing to risk it, so to speak, to sustain it for 26 generations. So are the Malachim expecting to postpone giving the Torah? Then it'll be even worse. It'll be 27 generations. That doesn't accomplish anything. What the Malachim were objecting to here is that it's actually being given to the Jewish people. That Hashem wants observance of humanity, and Klal Yisrael agreed to keep the mitzvahs, so that the Malachim weren't objecting to. They expect the people to take directives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Torah sustaining the world. What they were objecting to was that Klal Yisrael is actually receiving the Torah. And if you think about it, that's how it's described in the language. It doesn't say that Shavuos is the day of Tzivui HaTorah, the day that Torah was commanded. It's called Nesinas HaTorah, the day that Torah was given to us, and Kabbalas HaTorah, the day that we received the gift of Torah. And as we'll see even further developed over here, that Klal Yisrael actually becomes the owner, so to speak, of the Torah. We're on Peches Amud Beis at the very bottom, the last 5-6 lines. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Hichzir lehen teshuvah. Answer them, why indeed should the Torah be given to humanity? Amar lefanav, he said, Ribbono shel olam, misyorei ani shema yisrefuni behavosha befiyam, I'm afraid that they're going to burn me alive. And Hashem said, so hold on to the kisei hakavod, and that will protect you, but you have to respond, you have to explain why Torah should be given to humanity. First wide line at the bottom of the page. Omar Lefanav, he said, Ribbono shel olam, Master of the Universe, Torah she'ata nosen li, this Torah that you're giving to me, maksivba, what's written in it? Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeicha me'aretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim. Amalohen. So Moshe said, Mitzrayim, you're out of them. You malachim, you went to Mitzrayim. Leparo ishtabadtem. Were you enslaved by Mitzrayim? By Paro? Torah lamate lochem. How could Torah possibly belong to you? Moshe continues, Shuv maksiv, but what else? Lo yelocha Elohim acherim. You should not have other gods. So Moshe responds, Bein amim atam shirugim she'ovdim avodah zarah. Do you live among people that serve avodah zarah that you should be so tempted? Top of today's daf, peites amar aleph. Shuv maksivah, what else is written in it? Zokor es yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho, observe Shabbos. Kulum ata osim malacha she'ata tzvichim shavus. Do you do labor during the week that you should be required to rest on Shabbos? And Moshe continues, when it says, Lo sisa, you shouldn't swear falsely, he asks, Maso matan yesh pochem, do you do business, commerce, that you should have to swear honestly, correctly? Kabed is avicha ve'esimecha, honor your father and mother, do you have a father and mother? Lo sirtzach, lo sinov, lo signov, yesh b'neichem yetzer hara, do you have a Yetzer Hara? Miyad hodu lo laKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachim agreed with Hashem that Torah should be given to the Jewish people. Now, again, we need to understand what exactly happened here that the Malachim were objecting. Certainly they knew that the mitzvahs were going to be given as in a command, commanded to humanity. And it's through that observance that Torah sustains the world. What they were objecting to is that it actually belongs now to Klal Yisrael. If you drop down towards the wide lines, the Gemara describes that the Satan wanted to know from Hashem after Matan Torah, where is the Torah? And he looked throughout the world, and everybody denied having it. And when he came to Moshe, Moshe also said, a last small line at the end, V'chimani shenosan liHakadosh Baruch Hu Torah, who am I that you should say that Hashem gave me the Torah? You're going to find Torah by me. It was actually given to him. He says, no, not me. Amar liHakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Moshe badoyata. What, are you playing tricks here? Moshe, you do have Torah. Why are you denying it? Omar lefon of Ribono Shalola, but Moshe responded, Chamuda genuza yesh lecha shata mishtasheya b'chol yom. This is your treasure. Ani achzik tov la'atzmi. You want me to go bragging and say, oh, Torah is mine. Omar le'akadosh baruch hu le'moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, ho lumiata ta'atzmecha. Since you diminished yourself, you're humble, you got it right. It's not that it's your Torah to own. It's your Torah to protect. It's Hashem's Torah. And therefore it will be called Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi, remember the Torah of Moshe, my loyal servant. What we're dealing with here is a dynamic that, yes, it was given to the Jewish people, but it's the Jewish people's to protect, to observe. The Malachim wanted to know, where are you entitled to have the Torah? And Moshe says clearly, we're the ones that were directed, and we're the ones who have to uphold it, and that's how the world is going to be nurtured. This is the concept of Kabbalas HaTorah, that we actually received the Torah. On the next line in the Gemara, it says, Amrei B'shua ben Levi, when Moshe went up, he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tying crowns onto each of the letters. So, Reb Moshe Feinstein, based on the Gemara in Menachos that elaborates on this a little bit more, Reb Moshe in the Hakdama, the introduction to Tshuvas, Igris Moshe, writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually made the Torah like a king. It has crowns. And our goal, directed by Hashem, is to observe the Torah. It's almost like a principal, so to speak, who said to the students, observe what the teacher tells you to do. and they become responsible to observe the teacher's directives. Even if the teacher does something that's not quite what the principal would have wanted, the principal will still back the teacher up, because that was his directive. Observe what the teacher says. We find, therefore, a famous Gemara that Rabbi Lazar argued with the rest of the Chachamim about the Tanu Shel Achnoi, a specific type of oven, and what its halachic status is. And they ruled against Rabbi Lazar, and a voice came out from heaven and said, Nitzchuni Bonai Nitzchuni, that the Jewish people, through majority vote, had outvoted Rabbi Lazar and what Hashem would have said had they asked him. But we have a rule, Lo Bashamayim Hi, we don't ask Hashem, we don't look to prophets to teach us Torah. We have to study the Torah we were given through Moshe. And that's this concept that the Torah actually became a king of sorts. Hashem told us, observe the Torah, uphold the Torah, keep it accurate, and observe it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.